Dr. Kaner.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here. So I'm going to be talking about marked geographic variation in self-reported implementation of CDC's seven core elements of antimicrobial stewardship among hospitals in Tennessee. So I've got no conflicts of interest. And I really want to acknowledge my co-authors, Galen Conti, Rebecca Meyer, and Raphael Beard from the HAI team, and really acknowledge all the Tennessee responders to the NHSN annual survey, as well as Arjun and Katerina from CDC DHQP, who helped with ensuring that we did our analysis appropriately. So you should all be aware of CDC's seven core elements of antimicrobial stewardship. These ones are for hospitals. There's a similar one for long-term care facilities. So, in brief, the core elements include leadership commitment, accountability, drug expertise, action, tracking, reporting, and education. So, we wanted to actually see how Tennessee hospitals implemented these core elements. And in case you're not aware, the NHSN annual survey that hospitals have to complete by March of the following year includes questions on antimicrobial stewardship. And those questions map to the seven core elements that are described. And so most of those were fairly intuitive, but we actually checked with our CDC colleagues to make sure that we were consistent in the analysis of Tennessee data compared to national data. So this is the map, the U.S. map of a percent of hospitals self-reporting implementation of those seven core elements of antimicrobial stewardship, and nationally, it's 39.2% had that. The goal is 100% by 2020, and I'll show Tennessee, who just squeaked in at 29%, and that was the cutoff. So we weren't actually in the bottom quartile. We were in the second lowest quartile. Just managed to squeeze it. I have to say, the time that they pulled the data was 2 days before another hospital completed the survey. And when they completed the survey, we were at 30%. So this is now comparing Tennessee data to the national data. So in Tennessee, we have data on 111 hospitals, and they are shown in red, and the national data is shown in blue. We have grouped the seven core elements into two types. One is underlying infrastructure, which is the leadership, the accountability, and the drug expertise. And the other four really refer to the implementation of antimicrobial stewardship program, action, tracking, reporting, and education. And I'm really sad to say that we in Tennessee lag behind on all of those national metrics, except for the tracking. And I actually take some personal pride in the tracking portion because we have as an interim measure until hospitals report to the NHSN antimicrobial use module, we actually have a collaborative where people are self-reporting quarterly antimicrobial usage data as a point of prevalence survey to us. And I think that is partly the reason we're doing better on that. So we have a long ways to go. So I'm now going to show the data as a summary data, not just the statewide data, but we have really marked geographic variation. So we have 8 emergency management systems, regions, which are numbered from east to west. We have 9 to 20 hospitals per EMS regions, and these are the same regions that are used by our healthcare coalitions. And they are supposed to really reflect hospitals which interact closely with each other. We still have to go and confirm that with data from CMS and hospital discharge data. From those of you who attended the plenary, hospitals may be connected to a much greater degree, but these are sort of the clustering of the hospitals. And so we have 111 hospitals, and these are the 8 EMS regions. So when we look at, this is all for data from 2014, when we look at the proportion of hospitals that stated that they had implemented all seven core elements, in Tennessee overall, we're at 30%. But you can see this massive geographic variation, where in northeast Tennessee, only 10% of the 10 hospitals there had implemented all seven core elements, And they're right next door to EMS Region 2, where 45% of hospitals had implemented all seven core elements. So now, so thinking seven is, you know, that's where we want to be, but let's sort of see as well, where are they at four, at five or more? And here we can see in Tennessee, only 59% of our hospitals had five or more compared to the national data, 70%. When we're now looking at the distribution of these five or more core elements, it's even more striking what the geographic variation is. So EMS Region 1, Northeast Tennessee, 20%, right next to EMS Region 2, where 100% had five or more core elements. Overall in the state, we had 59%. So now we're looking at the infrastructure elements. Statewide, the question was, does your facility have a written statement of support from leadership that supports efforts to improve antimicrobial usage? And only 45% of our hospitals said yes to that. With regards to salaried support, it's really sad. Only 23% of our hospitals had salaried support for antimicrobial stewardship. And when you look at the leadership, it's really interesting, quite different. Northeast Tennessee is actually 70% have leadership support compared to the Memphis area where only 27% have leadership support. And the leadership support was either one. You had to answer yes to having a written statement or salaried support. When you're now looking at the accountability, is there a leader responsible for outcome of stewardship activities at your facility? Overall in Tennessee, we have 64%, and it ranges from 20% to 95%. Again, regions right next to each other, marked variation. And I have to say, I love seeing, when we aren't doing well, I love seeing variation because it tells me that we have hope, that we can actually get there. So I can show my low regions, I can say, look, in Tennessee, we have achieved this, and they're right next door, so there's no excuse. There's nothing Tennessee-specific that you can't do. So when we aren't doing well, I love seeing that variation because it tells us what we can aspire to, that it is doable. So when we're looking at drug expertise, we range between 56% and 100%, and they're not the same. It's really interesting how the different metrics are really vary across. So this is the drug expertise. Is at least one pharmacist responsible for improving antibiotic use at your facility? So let's now look at the second portion. We looked at the infrastructure. Now let's look at the implementation elements. So here, again, overall 55%. And this is the question. Has your stewardship program provided education to clinicians and other relevant staff on improving antibiotic use? Overall, as a state, 55%, but we range between 33% and 90%. For reporting by EMS region, look at that, 10% to 100%. Again, right next door, with really marked geographic variation, and overall 65%. And this is the tracking, ranging between 70% and 100%. Action, now this action, people look good because you had any one of five potential options. So as long as somebody did anything in there, they were fine. So we have lots of 100% on that. So let's go and break those down into, did you have a policy present that required documentation of an indication? Only 20% of our hospitals had that. And at time out, only 22% of our hospitals had that. And when you look at these greater than four, three or more core elements, again, marked variation. And this is the indication documented. Isn't that fascinating? For policies requiring a documentation of an indication, 5% compared to 100%. So it is absolutely something that is doable. And when we look at the documentation indication for antibiotics, so we had only 21% of our hospitals had a policy, and out of those, only 13 hospitals actually measured adherence. And if you don't document indication, how on earth are you going to implement an antimicrobial stewardship program? So it's sort of like a really important thing. And then the antibiotic timeout overall 23%. Okay, so we use these data to inform recommendations which we put forward to the Chief Medical Officer Society, which then informed the THA board, that's the Tennessee Hospital Association board, and we asked the Hospital Association to implement these recommendations. And they are, we said, we needed hospital demonstration of commitment to antimicrobial stewardship via written statement or staff time for antibiotic stewardship activities. We wanted all hospitals to commit to reporting to the NHSN antimicrobial use and resistance modules, that they all commit to a policy requiring documentation of indication for antibiotic therapy, to commit to an antibiotic review at 48 to 72 hours, and to participate in a antimicrobial stewardship collaborative. So you should all be aware of this NQF antibiotic stewardship practical playbook. I begged for it at the HICPAC meeting. I love it. Please look at it. It is a wonderful resource for you. Just showing, we had this region up here, Northeast Tennessee, which also had a problem with CRE, for those of you who were in the previous section. So we took that information and we spoke to the quality board of one of their major healthcare systems, who then, so here you can see in 2014, it was our hotspot for CRE. And so we actually then ended up having a dinner symposium where we discussed CRE and antimicrobial stewardship, which was sponsored by the two major healthcare systems in that area, which drew attention to it. And it had the president and CEOs of both major healthcare systems who spoke at that and stayed the whole time. So this is, so I was really, really, really encouraged by that. And they followed that up, but following in January with another whole day on antimicrobial stewardship. So that's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.